么今天我的题目是乐捐的厚恩。
Today the title is The Grace of Giving.
哥林多后书第八章第一节到第十五节。
And it's from 2 Corinthians 8:1-15.
一段相当长的经文我用中文来念你们看英文的跟着看。
We will just be reading in Chinese, please follow along in English.
哥林多后书第八章第一节。弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，哪有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外的显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三地求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的意旨意，先把自己献给主，又归服了我们。因为我欠提多，既然在你们中间开办这恩惠的事，就当办成了。你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心试炼你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本是富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是以你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而是其实心意已经有一年了，如今就当办成之事，既有愿做的事，也当照你们所有的去办成。因为人若愿做的心必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。我愿不是要别人轻省你们爱累，你们受累，乃要精贫，就是要你们的富裕现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富裕将来也可以补你们的不足，这就是精贫了。如经上所记，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。所以保罗对哥林教会的信徒怎么说？
So Paul told the believers at Corinth.
他说，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
And now brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches.
所以保罗告诉哥林多教会的信徒，神赐给马其顿教会的恩。
So Paul was telling the believers in Corinth about the grace that God has given to the Macedonian churches.
那么这个恩是指什么？
And what is this grace?
那如果我们看第二节的话，我们就明白。
If we look at the second verse, then we understand.
这节经文说，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，哪有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
所以这个恩是指这个乐捐的厚恩。
And so their this grace is the grace of generosity.
所以神赐给这个马其顿教会的恩典，在这个奉献金钱上表明出来。
So God's grace that was given to the church in Macedonia was revealed in their giving.
所以奉献金钱是一个恩典。
The giving of their money was a grace.
啊，是神赐给基督徒的一个恩典。
It's a grace that God has given to Christians.
啊，在这个金钱的捐赠上表明出来。
And it's revealed in the giving of money.
所以马其顿教会他们的乐捐的厚恩有一共有四方面。
So the grace of giving of the Macedonian churches was revealed in fourfold.
所以第一点就是他们的捐献不受这个环境的影响。
So first is that their giving is independent of their circumstances.
因为马其顿教会不是一个富有的教会。
Because the Macedonian churches were not a rich church.
所以在经济上各方面他们都缺乏。
So in terms of finances, they're lacking.
啊，不但在这个经济上不足。
Not only are they lacking financially.
啊，同时在生活上也遇到这个患难。
Even if they're living, there is severe trial.
那么虽然遇到患难，经济不足。
Even though they're encountering severe trial and financially they're insufficient.
啊，并且在生活上各方面都缺乏。
And they're lacking in their living.
但是他们却表现出这个乐捐的厚恩。
Yeah, they reveal the grace of giving.
所以在第二、第三节这么说。
So in verses 2 and 3 it says.
就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，哪有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
保罗说，我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own.
所以他们的捐助是超过他们的能力。
So their giving was exceeding their ability.
而且不受这个环境的影响而捐助。
And it's independent of their circumstances.
那么虽然他们贫穷，但他们却显出这个乐捐的厚恩。
Even though they were in poverty, yet they revealed the grace of giving.
所以从马其顿教会的施舍，我们可以看到。
So from the giving of the Macedonian church.
啊，患难加这个贫困。
That severe trial and poverty.
啊，加上这个恩典。
Plus, grace.
啊，等于这个满足快乐和甘心乐意。
Equal to, satisfaction and joy.
啊，这个不是世人所想象的。
It's not something that people can imagine.
啊，在患难中，在贫困中，怎么能够带来这个满足快乐和甘心乐意呢？
Then in trial and poverty, how can they be satisfied?
啊，如果没有神的恩典，这是不可能的事情。
If it's not without, if it's without the grace of God, then it's impossible.
然后基督徒的生命看起来好像有点矛盾。
And if you look at a Christian's life, as though there's some problems.
啊，但是却有一个有一定的一个道理。
Yet there is a principle behind it.
啊，就比如说保罗在哥林多前后书第六章第十节这么说。
So Paul in 2 Corinthians 6:10 says.
他说，似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing; poor, yet making many rich; having nothing and yet possessing everything.
所以以色列人在建造会幕和圣殿的时候，同样的表现出他们的施舍。
And so the Israelites, when they were building the tabernacle and the temple, they had the similar type of giving.
啊，旧约圣经里面谈到他们很乐意的捐献他们的能力和财力来建造这个圣殿和会幕。
The Old Testament talks about that, The Israelites were willing to give of their themselves and their money for the building of the tabernacle and the temple.
所以马其顿教会的信徒不但乐意的捐献。
So the believers in Macedonia not only did they give willingly,
还要求在这个捐献金钱上有份。
They asked to take part in this giving.
所以在第四节保罗这么说，再三的求我们。准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
So in verse 4 it says, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints.
有多少人 要求在奉献金钱上有份。
How many people plead to take part in a financial support?
所以马其顿教会的信徒他们的捐献是甘心乐意的。
So the believers in Macedonia, all their giving was out of their personal desire.
并且是超过他们的能力的。
And it's beyond their ability.
因为他们所做的出于神的恩典。
Because what they did came out of the grace of God.
而不是人的压力。
And it's not men's pressure.
他们要施舍，因为他们自己要施舍。
They want to give because they wanted to give.
因为他们经历到神的恩典。
Because they have experienced God's grace.
所以恩典不止把我们从这个罪恶中拯救出来。
So grace not only saved us out of sin.
也把我们从这个金钱的捆绑上释放出来。
It also frees us from the bondage of money.
所以神的恩典打开了我们的心。
So God's grace opened up our hearts.
也打开了我们的手。
And it opens up our hands.
让我们把一切都献给神。
So we offer everything to God.
所以马其顿教会乐见的厚恩第二点。
And the second point of the grace of giving of the church at Macedonia.
因为马其顿教会的信徒圣经说他们有主的样式。
Because the Christians there had Christ's example.
而主的样式是我们模仿的一个榜样。
And we ought to emulate Christ's example.
然后无论在教会里什么的侍奉。
No matter if it's serving in church,
祷告的生活,
a prayer life,
金钱的奉献,
the giving of money,
那么主耶稣成为我们至高的榜样。
Jesus became our highest example.
那么好像主耶稣这样，马其顿教会的信徒把他们自己先献上给神。
Just as Jesus here, the Christians in Macedonia gave themselves to God.
第五节说，并且他们所做的不但照他们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归服了我们。
And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will.
那么，如果我们把自己先献上给神
，If we offer ourselves first to God，
那么施舍就不会成为一个问题了。
Then giving is not a problem.
我们就会把我们从神而得来的
that we would take what God has given us
捐献在这个神的事工上
and give it to God's work
与别人分享
and to share with others
帮助那些有需要的人
and help those who are in need
人不能说他爱神
man cannot say he loves God
把自己的生命献上给神
and that he has given himself to God
但却不愿意奉献自己的金钱
But it would not be willing to give of their money.
因为主耶稣把自己献上
Because Jesus Christ gave himself up.
我死在十字架上以致我们能够得到这个永生的生命
And died on the cross so that we could have eternal life.
那既然我们从神得到这个美好的福分
And since we received this wonderful gift from God.
我们应当把这个美好的福分也分享给别人
We ought to share this gift with others.
保罗说马其顿教会的信徒他们的乐捐是出于耶稣基督的爱。
And the church in Macedonia, their giving was out of the love of Christ.
保罗说你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete eagerness, and your love for us, see that you also excel in this grace of giving.
我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人之热心，试验你们的爱心的实在。
I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the eagerness of others.
所以保罗在这两节经文强调这个马其顿教会信徒的爱心还有热心。
So here in these two verses, Paul emphasizes the faith and the love of the church in Macedonia.
并且责备哥林多教会说他们在这个爱心上的缺乏。
And rebuke the believers in Corinth of their lacking love.
那么哥林多教会他们着重这个属灵的恩赐。
And the church in Corinth, they received much spiritual gift.
而失去了那个从神来的爱。
Yet they lost the love that's from God.
而忽略了把这个奉献金钱给神。
And they ignored the giving of money to God.
麦格林多教会的信徒，他们在财富上没有缺乏。
And the believers in Corinth did not lack financially.
但是他们却没有把乐意的把这个金钱奉献在神的福音事工上。
Yet they did not willingly give of their money to God's work.
然后反而这个马其顿教会的信徒，他们是贫穷。
Instead, the believers in Macedonia, they're poor.
却要求在这个奉献的金钱上有份。
Yeah, they wanted to take part in the giving.
属灵的恩赐不可以代替这个奉献金钱。
And spiritual gift cannot replace the giving of money.
也不可以成为一个借口。
And cannot be an excuse.
一个人可能说，我已经在教会服侍神。
A person may say, I already serve God in the church.
我在教会教主日学。
I teach Sunday school.
我在准备这个饭菜。
I prepare food.
我看顾这个孩童。
I watch over the kids.
还有等等的事工。
Etc.
那我不需要奉献金钱。
Then I don't need to give money.
但是保罗说，既然有了这个属恩的恩赐，属灵的恩赐。
But Paul said, since you have received the spiritual gifts.
应当在神的事工上，在这个奉献金钱上更加要努力。
Then you ought to also excel in the giving of for finances.
其实保罗以这个马其顿教会的榜样来劝勉哥林多教会的信徒。
And Paul uses the example of the church in Macedonia to exhort the believers in Corinth.
他说他指出马其顿教会的信徒如何模仿主耶稣的榜样。
He points out how the church, believers in Macedonia was following Christ's example.
他们虽然贫穷，但是他们乐意奉献他们的金钱。
Even though they were poor, they were willing to give of their money.
他们的奉献是因为基督的爱的表现。
And their giving was as a result of the love of Christ.
那除此之外，他们的奉献是牺牲的。
And besides this, their giving was sacrificial.
就好像主耶稣在十字架上牺牲自己一样。
Just as Jesus Christ gave of himself on the cross.
然后第九节说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为了你们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
那主耶稣是神，他是富足的。
Jesus is God and he is wealthy.
一切都是从他而来。
Everything comes from him.
然而他来到这个世界上成为一个仆人。
Yet he came and became a servant.
一无所有。
He did not have anything.
目的就是要把最好的赐给我们。
For the sake of giving us the best.
因为他的贫穷，圣经说我们成为富足。
And Bible tells us that because of his poverty, we became rich.
那么因此我们应当学习主耶稣的榜样。
So we ought to learn from Christ's example.
就好像马其顿教会一样。
Just as the church in Macedonia.
先把自己献上给神。
First gave ourselves to God.
把神从神而得来的，把它奉献在神的事工上。
And give of what God has given us for his work.
然后第三点。
And thirdly,
马其顿教会的信徒的捐献是甘心乐意的。
The giving of the church in Macedonia, involved eager willingness.
所以在这里说，保罗，我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是以你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而且取此心意已经有一年了。
And here's my advice about what is best for you in this matter. Last year, you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so.
如今就当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。
Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means.
因为人若有愿做的心， 必蒙悦纳，乃是照他们所有的，并不是照他所无的。
For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
那么捐献是出于内心，而且是心甘情愿的。
So giving comes from the heart and it's of the willingness.
我们哥林多教会的信徒曾经在一年前承诺要在这个金钱奉献上有份。
And the church in Corinth a year prior had a promise to take part in the giving of money.
但是他们却没有遵守这个诺言。
Yet they have not followed through with their promise.
诺言是诺言，但必须要有行动。
So, when you promise something, it's one thing, but you must have action.
然后没有行动就等于不是一个诺言。
And so, but if you don't do it, then it's meaningless.
然后虽然他们有愿意的心，但却没有以行动表现出来。
Even though they had the desire, yet they do not carry it out with their action.
啊，就好像一个人只是讲罢了哦。
Just as if a person only talks.
啊，广东话有句很时常讲的，得一个讲字。
Cantonese.
啊，但是没有任何的行动。
All talk and no action.
啊，这是没有用的。
It's pointless.
如果是出于这个心甘情愿的话，必须要有行动。
If it is out of your willingness, then there must be action as well.
所以在第十一节，保罗说：“如今就当办成的事，既有愿做的事，也当照你们所有的去办成。”
So in verse 11, Paul says, "Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it, according to your means."
那如果我们的捐献是出于心甘情愿的
，So if our giving is out of our willingness,
我们很自然的就会奉献出我们的金钱
，Then we would naturally give of our money.
我心里也不会作难。
And we would not have struggle in our hearts.
啊，就如第七节这么说。
Just as verse 7 says.
啊，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
那神看我们的内心，而不是外在。
So God sees our heart, not our outside.
然后奉献金钱跟我们的内心有密切的关系。
And to give money is closely related to what's in our heart.
然后我们的奉献怎样，我们的内心就怎样。
Our giving how it is, then it's a reflection of our heart.
然后如果我们的心想要奉献更多，但是没有能力，神知道。
If we desire to give more, yet we have not the ability, God knows.
啊，但是我们有能力，但是没有奉献，神也知道。
But if we have the ability, yet we do not give, then God knows too.
因为神所纪念的不是多少。
Because what God remembers is not how much.
而是一个比例。
But a proportion.
就好像信徒奉献十亿奉献一样。
Just as when believers tithe.
如果我有一千块钱，我奉献一百块钱。
If I have $1,000, then I gave 100.
所以在第七节啊。刚才第七节这么说，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
And verse 7, it says, Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
因为马可福音里面十二章记载了主耶稣对这个财主和一个贫穷的寡妇在金钱奉献的事情。
And Mark 12 records Jesus' teaching concerning a wealthy person and a widow.
那么这个财主奉献了不少的金钱。
And the wealthy person gave a lot of money.
啊，但是这个贫穷的寡妇，圣经说她把她所有的奉献出来两个小钱。
And yet the widow giving two small coins gave all that she had.
然后主耶稣说，这个贫穷的寡妇所给的比那个财主来的更多。
And Jesus said, what the widow gave was more than what the wealthy man gave.
换句话说，神所看的是我们的内心。
In another word, God sees our heart.
啊，不是多少的问题。
It's not the amount.
而是一个比例。
It's a proportion.
那么第四点，保罗说
，Fourthly, Paul says，
我们刚才谈到，就是第一点是不受环境的影响。
So the first point was independent of circumstances.
那么第二是因为主耶稣模仿主耶稣的榜样。
And second is to emulate Christ's example.
那么第三是心甘情愿。
And third is out of eager willingness.
那么最后乐捐的厚恩是分担这个缺乏。
And fourthly is to shoulder lacking.
所以在第十三节到第十五节保罗这么说。
So from verses 13 to 15, Paul says,
我原不是要别人轻省你们受累，乃是精贫，就是要你们富裕。现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富裕，将来也可以补你们的不足，这是精贫了。
Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need. Then there will be equality.
如经上所记，多收的也没有余，少收的也没有缺。
As it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little.
所以这几节经文说明那些富余的可以帮助那些不足的。
So these verses says that those who have plenty could help those who are lacking.
我们知道那些多收的没有余。
So that those who receive much would not have too much.
少收的没有缺。
And those who did not receive much would not lack.
那保罗不是在这里讲使到一个贫穷的人成为富裕。
Paul is not saying that so that we could make a poor person rich.
使到一个贫穷的人使到一个富裕的人变成贫穷。
Or a wealthy person become poor.
他乃是说精贫。
He's talking about equality.
那么当神的事工上有需要的时候
When there's a need in God's work,
我们必须要分担那个缺乏。
We need to help with the lack.
那么有人说这个是共产主义或者社会主义。
And some people call it a communism or socialism.
这个不是共产主义或者社会主义。
Yeah, this is neither.
因为共产主义或者社会主义是政府把人民的钱来平分。
Because communism and socialism is the government coming in to take the money and redistribute.
而不是出于心甘情愿。
And it's not out of the individual's willingness.
因为在神的教会，信徒分担缺乏是出于心甘情愿的。
Because in God's church, for us to care for one another's lack is out of our willingness.
而不是勉强的。
It's not under compulsion.
而更不是被逼的。
And it's not being forced.
我们看《使徒行传》的时候
When you look at the book of Acts,
我们发觉到当时的信徒他们的奉献是甘心情愿的。
We realize that the giving of the time, the believers were out of their willingness.
而不是被勉强的。
They were not being forced.
神所赐给我们的财物是目的就是要来分担那个缺乏。
And God has given us gifts of finances so that we can help with those who lack.
我们的富裕目的就是要帮补那些不足的。
And our wealth is for the sake of helping those who are lacking.
那么主耶稣教导我们不要积攒财宝在地上。
God teaches us not to store up treasures here on earth.
特别是讲得很清楚，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上。
And he says very clearly that do not store up for ourselves treasure on earth.
因为财宝在地上有虫子咬。
Because moths come and destroy.
我们应当把我们的财宝积攒在天上。
We are to store up our treasure in heaven.
所以换句话说，主耶稣说我们应当把我们的财宝来分担这个缺乏。
So we ought to use our wealth to help with those who are lacking.
然后无论在旧约圣经里面或者新约圣经里面一直在强调我们应当以信心来投靠神。
And whether in the Old Testament or the New Testament, it speaks of that we ought to use our faith to trust in God.
然后主耶稣在马太福音说不要为明天忧虑。
And Jesus in Matthew says, do not worry about tomorrow.
他说一天的忧虑一天当就够了。
Each day's worry is enough.
主耶稣还说你看天上的飞鸟。
And Jesus said, look at the birds in the sky.
啊, 他们不种也不收,
they do not sow or gather.
啊, 但是天父却看顾他们,
yet God watches over them.
主耶稣来说, 你看地上的百合花,
and Jesus said, look at the lily of the valley.
啊, 就算所罗门王的荣华富贵都比不上这些地上的百合花,
Glory of Solomon, it cannot be compared to the lilies.
所以他说, 你不要为明天忧虑,
so do not worry about tomorrow.
啊, 一天的忧虑, 一天当就够了,
each day's worry is enough.
因为神必会供应我们的需要,
because God will provide our needs.
所以在旧约圣经里面有一件事情是有一个属灵的争议,
so in the Old Testament, there's something that shows the truth of from scripture.
也就是当以色列人离开埃及的时候，他们来到旷野的时候，
it's when the Israelites left Egypt and came to the wilderness.
神从天上降下了这个玛纳，
God gave them manna from heaven.
神还吩咐他们，当他们收集这个玛纳的时候，
and God tells them when they're gathering manna,
他们不可以多收，
they cannot collect more.
就是收一天的玛纳就够了，
they just gather one day's worth.
因为多收也没有用，
because if they gather more, it's pointless because the next day it goes bad.
就好像榴莲一样，
it's just like durian.
你不可以把它收藏起来，
you can't keep it.
因为隔天就会坏了， 不好吃了，
because the next day it goes bad and it doesn't taste good.
那么其实神在旷野以玛纳的供应，以以色列人的需要，我们可以学习到一个功课。
So we can learn the lesson from God's provision of manna in the wilderness.
那么神赐给我们的，我们不要把它收藏起来。
What God has given us, we shouldn't store up.
我们应当把这些神所赐给我们的来分担这些缺乏。
We ought to use what God has given us to help those who are lacking.
所以在主导文里面有一句，
so in the Lord's Prayer, there's a phrase.
他说， 我们日用的饮食， 今日赐给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
啊, 如果你看 NIV的翻译的话， 他说， Give us today our daily bread.
And NIV says today.
啊, 今天的就够了。
Today's is sufficient.
啊, 我们求神赐给我们今天的饮食， 不是明天后天。
So we ask God to give us today's bread.
啊, 一天的饮食足够今天已经好了。
And be satisfied today will be good.
啊, 不要为着明天的饮食来忧虑。
And do not worry about tomorrow's.
以致把多余的收藏起来。
And gather up the extras.
啊, 不愿意分担神事工上的缺乏。
And not willing to shoulder the lack in God's ministry.
如果教会的信徒真心的奉献，
if the believers in church would give,
很多事情就没有那个需要了，
many things are lacking would be taken care of.
啊, 福音将会兴旺起来，
and the gospel could go forth.
啊, 世界上很多的人能够听到福音，
and that many people would hear the gospel.
让我们学习马其顿教会的这个乐捐的厚恩。
Let's learn from the grace of giving from the church in Macedonia.
啊, 第一, 他们不因环境的影响。
First, they gave independent of circumstances.
那么第二, 他们模仿耶稣基督的榜样。
Second, they followed Christ's example.
啊, 第三, 他们是心甘情愿的。
Third, they gave eagerly in willingness.
啊, 最后, 他们很愿意的来分担这个缺乏。
And finally, they were willing to shoulder the lack of others.
你是否愿意学习马其顿教会的信徒？
Are you willing to learn from the believers in Macedonia?
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's spend a little time meditating on today's message.
这个金钱和财物在这个世上只不过是暂时的东西。
Money and wealth is only temporary things here on earth.
神所赐给我们的。
What God has given us.
圣经说我们不应当把它收藏起来。
The Bible tells us that we should not store it.
我们应当用在神的事工上。
We ought to use it in God's work.
以致神的名能够得到高举。
So that God's name may be lifted up.
神的名能够得到荣耀。
And God's name may be glorified.
让我们打开我们的手，打开我们的心。
Let us open up our hearts, our hands.
让我们把我们的财物乐意的捐献在神的事工上。
And that we will willingly give our finances to God.
天父，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
求你赦免我们的软弱。
Please forgive us our weaknesses.
让我们能够不止我们的心说我们爱你。
So that we not only say that our hearts love you.
我们要以我们的行动来表现出来。
But that we will carry it out with our actions.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.